All right, let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk some Penguins hockey. The Pens now less than 48 hours away from their season opener against the Coyotes, and no one better to talk about the Penguins with than Dan Kangurski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now, who does a really great job covering the team. Good evening, Dan. How are you?
Well, thank you for the compliments. I much appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean it. Hey, I want to kind of do a season preview and walk through some things with you, and I want to start with this. I think that coming out of last year, there was a sense that, you know, maybe goaltending let this team down, but ultimately they lost for a fourth straight first round. Given the offseason that the Penguins have, where should a fan level of confidence be that, and I know this is a ways away still, but that this team as it's currently constructed can make a run in the postseason, that it's built to play playoff hockey, that it can get back to doing that round after round, potentially, if that is able to happen? Where should that confidence level be, do you think, for fans going into this 2022-23 season?
You know, that's kind of a funny way to phrase it, because I know Penguins fans right now have, like, zero confidence. They wanted new players. They want youth. They want shiny new toys. They want to get on with the next chapter, but the Penguins still want to, you know, finish off the Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang era, and it will be that way for the next few years. I mean, look, let's kind of rewind to last May. The Penguins outplayed and really beat the Eastern Conference finalist New York Rangers. If they didn't have their third goalie in the lineup, if they, you know, Sidney Crosby wasn't taken out with a inadvertent forearm shiver, right? You know, if these things were, you know, maybe go the other way, the Penguins roll through that series in five games. And I think they would have done very well against Carolina as well. So skipping past the disappointment that the same players came back, you know, for a lot of fans, I think there's a lot to like about this team, Josh. The blue line is much better than it was last season, and I think, you know, your optimism should begin there.
Tell me more about that. You know, obviously they made a point to address it. What do the newcomers, I guess, to that blue line bring? How have they solidified it? And I guess why do you have the optimism that you do as we head into this new season for that blue line being so much better?
Well, look, Jeff Petrie is a borderline number one defenseman, and he's on the Penguins' second pairing. So you start right there. I mean, all respect to John Marino, who was a steady, capable defenseman, but I think he had 13 points last season. Jeff Petrie is a guy that can score, you know, 10 to 12 points in a month. So you factor that in. You factor in Jan Ruda. And again, respect to Chad Ruedel, who very well might be the third-pairing left-side defenseman. Mike Sullivan is kind of hedging his bet on that third pairing and where P.O. Joseph fits in. But Jan Ruda is a significant upgrade on Chad Ruedel on that third side, or the third-pairing right side. Here's a big guy, steady, can clear the front of the net, which is something that the Penguins' defense has been lacking for several years. So those two guys are such a significant upgrade that the Penguins are a full step ahead of where they were a year ago.
Along those lines, and maybe you slightly answered it there, who do you feel like will be the biggest, most impactful newcomer to this team this year, Dan?
You know, there's another shoe to drop with the Penguins in the salary cap.
Right.
And I kind of have to hedge my answer with, I don't know who's going to be traded in the next couple of months, because a team really can't go through an entire season with $83,000 of salary cap space. I mean, kudos to Ron Hextall for, you know, limboing under that $82.5 million cap, but I'd like to see how this team looks in November, because I wonder if Teddy Bluger might be a trade candidate rather than a great fourth line center, you know? So I wonder if Ryan Poehling will get a real shot as a fourth line center. And, you know, he was a first round draft pick a few years ago. So, you know, those are the things I'm watching for. But in terms of the established guys, in the lineup. I wonder about Jason Zucker, if he's going to have that breakthrough contract year. The same with Rickard Rakell, who signed a new contract. You know, what can he do with a full season of Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin? That could be really fun to watch.
Dan, this team has made it a point, and this is Jim Rutherford days. This is even going back into, you know, Ray Shero's time as the GM, that you got a good core, do all you can to try to win a cup. And if you have to sacrifice perhaps the future for that, you sacrifice the future for that because you're in a win-now mode. And for a long time, that's been the right approach for this team. But I guess my question with that is, are we starting to see the ramifications of that with the depth throughout the organization? Should they be comfortable with where they are from a depth standpoint as you dip down into the minor leagues? And is there a reason for optimism for what they have eventually coming up here as this team does get older in the next couple of years?
Well, I think that's actually a two-part answer because, I mean, look, you've got some nice prospects on the way. I think Owen Pickering was a really good first-round pick. I mean, other teams unprompted praised the Penguins for snagging him because there were a couple teams right behind the Penguins who were kind of, you know, sitting in wait for him, thought they really had a beat on him. So there's some good young talent going to come into the Penguins system. But in terms of the immediate pulling from the minor leagues for this season, you've got Drew O'Connor, who I think is probably an NHL forward. You have Drake Caggiula, who had a wonderful training camp. I mean, he lost last season because of a serious neck injury and a neck surgery that pretty much wiped out his season in Buffalo. He looked really good in training camp. So you've got those two forward. You've also got defenseman Ty Smith, who has almost, I don't want to say elite-level offense at the NHL level, but he's got some high-end offensive skills at the big league level. He just has to work on a couple of the defensive intricacies in his game and kind of get a bit more reliable on that end down in Wilkes-Barre. So from a depth perspective in the immediate, Ron Hextall has done a very good job.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, just you mentioned it as well, to get them under the salary cap and get all those guys back, it's impressive what he's been able to do. We're talking with Dan Kangurski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan, Kasperi Kapanen, I think it's safe to say that his time in Pittsburgh has been underwhelming, somewhat disappointing. What does the organization see in Kapanen that makes them believe that he can be the player that they thought he was when they went out and acquired him? I mean, what do they see in Kapanen, and does it really just factor into his speed?
It's a bit more than that. Look, I think it was 3 years ago. He had 20 goals before dipping down to 13, and then the Penguins acquired him. He had 30 points in his first 40 games as a Penguin in that weird sort of empty arena COVID season, mm-hmm. right, 2 years ago. Last year was just a nightmare for him. So what do they see? They see a potential power forward, a guy who has the ability to really be swift along the wings. When he chooses to, can be a bit of a destructive force against the opponent. And, I mean that in a good way. But also, of course, he can be a bit of a destructive force for his own team. And what did he have? 11 goals last year. So I think this offseason, Ron Hextall bet on him being the good Kapanen rather than the Kapanen of last season. But he's got all the tools. It's just a matter of putting them all in the toolbox.
Dan, last thing for you. Outside of a Crosby, Gensel, Rust, Malkin, what player has the best year among everybody else? Who do you feel like emerges this season or has a really good shot at emerging this year and really becoming a more consistent, more go-to player for the Penguins other than that big four with Gensel, Crosby, Malkin, and Rust?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I think the team will really rely on those four or five players, right? Put Rakell in that mix, because he'll be in the top six all season too. If Kapanen comes through for them, they're going to be just you know, they'll be sitting pretty. If he doesn't, they're going to be in trouble, and they'll be, you know, looking to move a $3 million salary that's underperforming. So, you know, if you want to say, you know, boom or bust, it's definitely Kapanen.
Awesome stuff, Dan. As always, we'll talk with you a lot during hockey season. Enjoy the opener Thursday night. And, yeah, it's amazing. Penguin season already here, but you cover it so well, and we love talking with you. Appreciate it.